Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show every Thursday night from 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And as always, if you miss any part of this show, it will be available for replay about 15 minutes after the show is over. And you can find out more about this show and the other shows that we run with our other speakers and, you know, spiritual people during the week and during the month by going to our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. So, you know, I wanted to start off by telling everybody, welcome. I am actually back from France. As you know, I was in France for a month and had a chance to do a lot of the filming for my spiritual retreat that was in the south of France in September. And we're really excited because we're actually planning the retreat for next year already. So, we'll have information up on the websites about that very soon. My co-host, Pam Latour, is actually not with me. She is actually doing a number of events, and it was going to be kind of questionable if she was going to be able to dial in or not. So she'll be missed. As always, make sure to check out her website and everything as she's started up a number of her own radio shows, and we're really happy to see all the great stuff that she's doing up there. So we have a really special guest this evening with us on Spiritual Connections Radio. We are going to welcome Carolyn Corey. Are you there?
I am here. Thanks for having me, Mark.
Oh, no problem at all. It was really funny. It's I'm always amazed on how spirit works. And, you know, it was through a number of different things that had unfolded that I was able to actually get a hold of you and talk to you about, you know, doing an interview with you with something that we're going to tell the audience about this evening, which is right before your movie release that's actually coming out this month. So we're going to be telling everybody about all that and everything. So I was really happy because I was looking at the schedule and it was like, well, it looks like I'm going to be able to interview her in November because of the schedule. And I'm like, well, that's not going to work. I need to interview her before the movie release comes out. And we had a cancellation. One of my friends was so busy with travel and everything, couldn't do the show this Thursday. And, you know, so it's amazing just to see the pieces being moved around.
Of course, of course. It always works, you know. We're so worried about things, but I think everything ends up, you know, playing out perfectly for us.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and just kind of run through this with everybody. So, you know, I'm actually going to start from the other end, and then we're going to go back to the beginning and talk about things like how you got your start, and how you got to this, and the modalities and all that. So. Let's go really to where this is going. Tell me about the movie that's coming out.
So the movie is called I Am the Universe, I Am Love. It's actually a short film. It's about 45 minutes, and it's all computer graphics. It's 3D animated computer graphics. So it's quite powerful for me because it contains a lot of very high vibration, and it's for me a new type of cinema viewing. That's why it's a short, but actually feels quite long when you watch it, because I call it experiential. It's more about feeling, letting go of the linear mind. In fact, there is no story per se. There are no actors. It's not that type of film. It's more beautiful, beautiful images and sounds that are put together to create a whole story, a whole journey. And so we begin at the center, what I call source, and then we travel from source through the universe all the way back to the earth. And, of course, you see amazing visuals, amazing animation. It's really, really cool. But the idea is that you start to hopefully remember or tap into your own journey, where you started, where you came from as a true essence from source, not as a past life reincarnation type thing. Really at the essence of your being. And as you travel through the universe, you probably will recognize some places, some vibrations, some tones, some connections. And by the time we arrive to the earth, I'm hoping that this will also trigger a very, very powerful remembrance of how we got here, and more importantly, how we stay connected to the source, which is, you know, creation and the whole universe. So it's really an amazing experience, and it's you know, some people call it immersive type entertainment, where you're just kind of pulled into the image and the sounds, and then it at the end you feel absolutely amazing. You know, your vibration is super high, you feel so expanded, and a lot of stuff, like I said, could happen from that expansion. You know, you could have some major downloads, people call them downloads, or major aha moments, and it's quite emotional too. So that's in a nutshell, in a big nutshell, what this film is about.
So some follow-up questions for that, because I know a lot of people have kind of thrown that term around a little bit. So let's go look at that for a second. What exactly is a download?
Yeah. So, you know, we receive information all the time from various parts of our consciousness. So some people call it the higher self, and some people call it, you know, sometimes you're receiving a download from another being, you know, that's in a higher dimension and things like that. But for me, it's very specific, and the reason is because I've kind of gotten to understand this process of downloading, if you will. For me, the way it really works is that we are originally from a source, the source of all of creation, and we have an original universal consciousness. It's massive. As small as we may think we are down here on the earth, we're actually massive, massive consciousness. But from that source, we then kind of take a part of our consciousness, and we kind of manifest somewhere in the universe. In this case, we are here on the earth, and we take with us a part of that original consciousness. And so we are always connected to our original self, you know, through that aspect, but also connected to that original self that's still at source. And so the idea is that you come in here with a story, you come in here with a contract, you come in here to do something, or I don't know about doing, it's more about being that energy on the earth. And so the way to do that, the way to remember that, to establish or reestablish and to maintain that connection between your human aspect and that universal self, is to continuously retrieve information. This information comes as particles of light in the form of tiny, tiny little light, because, you know, from source, you know, they don't speak English over there, you know what I mean? So your original, you know, your original self is pure light, and the communication between that pure essence that you are and the human aspect, you know, you need like a translator, you know, to kind of understand what that information is. So every day, all day long, we are all receiving downloads. The download is then these particles of light, of information coming from our source consciousness into our human aspect. But what happens is because, like I said, the language is different, if you will, the coding is different from particles of light into, you know, English language or something your human mind can comprehend. There's a bit of a translation that happened and a time lag. So, for example, if I say, okay, should I be having an interview with Mark or something, right? So I may not get an answer right away, but I'll be getting a download. I'll be getting the guidance in such a way that it gets transferred into a human message that says, call this person or check out this website. The communication or the translation between that light particle signal into the human sentence is the download.
Okay.
And of course, the download could be just a one little message, and it could be a huge amount of information. For example, you know, who we are, what are we doing here, what's the human species about, the future of the human DNA, you know, that whole, you know, there's so much information that your human brain usually cannot process the whole thing all at once. So it takes tiny bits and pieces here and there, and it kind of processes as it can. And then all of a sudden you wake up one day and you have this huge aha moment about the future of the human DNA or something, and you're right about it. But that's because it didn't necessarily happen that day. It's just because it has been downloaded from your higher consciousness into your human brain, and now it's just unfolding into a sudden aha moment and a human thought in that sense.
Do you have you worked around any vortexes, and do you think that vortexes in any way enhance downloads?
Yeah, this is a very interesting question because it's related to a much bigger topic, and I'll see if I can keep it simple here. So what people call vortexes are centers around the planet that you know, where you know, you think that there is a higher vibration or a connection to something else. So for me, I at a younger age, you know, many years ago, I was able to perceive subtle energy. So I could see that there is a sort of a grid system. It's a multidimensional grid system around the planet. It's kind of it's like a matrix, if you will, and it's about 7,000 miles above the Earth, and it connects to the center of the planet. It holds the whole planet together, but it's not just like one grid. It's three interconnected, very complex, multidimensional, you know, grid system. And so this grid is what creates reality on the Earth. So when we are humans, we show up as humans, our physical brain is actually connected to that grid so that we can, you know, see the human spectrum, you know, the light spectrum, the colors, the sounds, just so we can function like humans. That reality happens because of that grid. So what happens is that at the intersection of certain points of that grid is a vortex point. It's kind of like a highway intersection. And so I was able to perceive these things, and I could, you know, kind of go there and identify the difference between these areas that are extremely powerful. But the thing is, each one does something different. Each one is connected to another part of the grid. Each one has a different functionality, if you will. And so what happens is that these new grid points are above the Earth. And they're not necessarily on the Earth the way we think they are. And so, and the grid system, the way it used to be, it was really kind of dismantled and like kind of tampered with and messed up. You know, that's why we got all so disconnected from our source because of that. So I don't. I realize that the vortex that people talk about, like let's say I don't know in Arizona or you know different parts, are not necessarily the correct ones anymore, because the Earth has changed the grid system since last year, actually since March of last year, and it's reconnected to a new grid system that aligns it with this much much higher vibration and source frequencies. So to answer your question, I don't go to these vortex points on the Earth that are kind of recognized by most people, but I go to the vortex points within the Earth grid that are connected properly to the new universal structure. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. Thank you. You know, I have some questions about some of the writing you've done and everything, but before I go to that, I want to go back and talk about the movie a little bit. So, you know, I had a chance to actually do a radio interview with Goldman, and I just love his Divine Code and his other vibrational music. I'm sure you're familiar with his work. Where did
who's
you pull
that, sorry?
In the music?
Goldman?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering, with the music and everything, I assume, like, what makes up the key as far as the vibration behind the movie? Is it really intention, or are you using graphics? Or are you using sound? Is it a combination of all three? I mean, what is the magic in the mix to bake the cake?
Yeah, exactly. It's a great question. Because, you know, people think, oh, okay, well, this music has a high vibration and this, you know, this thing has a high vibration. But what makes the high vibration? Well, first of all, like I said, since I was a child, I was able to kind of sense the different types of vibration and identify, okay, well, this type of vibration, again, I'm summarizing, but this type of vibration is planetary. Like shamanism is a planetary consciousness. Is a lot of, it's very powerful, but it's planetary. It's connected to the earth, it's connected to the plants, to the rocks, to the, you know, this sort of thing. So I realized that there are other vibrations that are connected to the earth, but they're not planetary. And these vibrations are galactic vibrations, and there are universal vibrations. It's like a different you know, if you're on the radio, there's the AM channel, the FM channel, and something else, right? So it's like a different channel that is universal, that holds all of the channels together, if you will. And so I realized that it is not the same thing. It's not the same effect, for example, to quiet your mind or to raise your vibration when you use planetary vibrations and when you use galactic vibration and when you use universal vibration. I realize it's a completely different feeling and it's a different effect and impact on the physical cells. So, you know, it took me a long time. Now, you know, I can just talk about it this way. But what happens is that when you practice to identify with clarity which vibration is what, then you can bring that specific vibration into an image, into a sound. Yeah, I mean, to make it very, very simple, it is through intent, but you have to, you as the instrument, you as the creator of this movie or of this music or something, you have to know how to first tap into that vibration and know how to match it with the visuals that you're trying to create or that music. So that's how we went about this music. So we wanted to be very, very specific. And in fact, I started by doing very short videos, doing exactly using this process. I did like a 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute videos. I used an abstract image. However, we loaded it with these specific universal vibrations. So, for example, we could go to a particular point in the universe that's like has a very, very powerful healing, or clarifying, or you know, all sorts of let's say effects, right? And so we were able to bring that consciousness into the image, and the sound was created accordingly. So that when you simply by tapping into, just simply by watching that video, you tap into that vibration. That was the idea, and that's the base of all the work that I'm doing right now, you know, the media work with the film and everything else. So what makes this film different and those healing videos different is that they were made with very specific forms of vibration at a particular rhythm, at a particular ratio, and with a specific functionality. So that when you are watching that first sequence of, you know, 1 minute sequence, and you know, the image looks like it's just unfolding, you know, particles of light are unfolding or something like that. That's the human mind tuning into this. But your energetic field, your vibration is now tapping directly into that universal consciousness that's behind the image, if you will. And you then, your energy field entrains to that higher vibration and that consciousness. That's how you get downloads, and that's how you get the remembrance, by recognizing or resonating with these higher vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Now, yes, it does. Thank you. I noticed by watching the trailer, and if for anybody who is looking for the link on how to you know, find out more about this opening premiere that's going to be in New York this month. And also, we'll give you more information about that in a few minutes. But if you want to find a link to find out more about this, if you go to the radio website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com under Caroline Corey's listing, you'll see there's a link for the movie, and also has information on how you can pre-purchase the tickets and stuff like that. And you can find out more about it. Caroline, one of the questions I had is I noticed that there's a lot of graphics. Like, I'm watching the graphics and like that, and I cannot from off the top of my head remember who it was I interviewed, but I interviewed her probably about 5 months ago, and she's the one that created the system called Trinity 8, which is that whole metamorphing of designs and stuff like that that's supposed to be able to transform you, because it has all kinds of algorithms and everything like that. Can you tell me if there's anything special behind the 3D or the visual effects of what's going on there? Does it work on the same level as sacred geometry? Or so tell me more about that as far as the visual piece.
Yeah, so I'm not familiar exactly with that, but I can feel and I can see that energy as you talk about it. And to me, it feels very much, kind of based on geometry. But again, sacred geometry and sacred patterns and things like that. But again, to me, it looks and it feels planetary. And what this means is that, you know, everybody has everything is relative. So, you know, if the very, very first time that you quieted your mind or you expanded, you know, through a meditation or something, and you felt amazing, you know, you felt like you were the whole existence, you know, I'm sure you've had those moments. So the very first time you would think, whatever I did on that day is the ultimate way of being. And so you would call that, you know, creation or source or existence or something like that. But and then usually you would tend to come back to this experience. So for me, it took me a long time, because when I was 5 years old, I had the spontaneous opening to that universal vibration that I'm talking about. But you know what? It was amazing, and it was like blissful. I was all that is. You know, you are everything. And you know how that works. And so, but what happened is that as I grew up, I continued to have many of those experiences. And I was like, wait a minute. So where am I? Where am I going? And how do I know that I'm going there? And so it took me a long time to identify the difference between tuning into this vibration and that vibration. I realized that, you know, there's a galactic vibration, and they all feel amazing. But if you don't know the other ones, you know, then, you know, that amazing experience continues to be amazing. For example, another example is that, you know, people, like, let's say, sometimes you are simply merged with your own higher self. But that higher self is only a vibration of 1,000 hertz. But you know what? you and, I mean, not you, but the human, the average human is vibrating at like 200 all the time. So from 200, when you are at 200 and most people around you are at 200 and all of a sudden you are at 1,000, that feels pretty amazing. And so you tend to think, to come to the conclusion that that's the ultimate way of being, and you continue to go there, if you will, and or try to find that as the ultimate way of being. And so that's for me, I think that people need to continue understanding the mechanics of this issue of raising vibration and how your energy field raises its vibration, and where do you go? What are you tapping into and connected with in many other ways before kind of saying that this is universal consciousness or this is the ultimate, you know, divine geometry of the whole universe or this or that? So this is not to say that this is not good. It's just simply to say that for me, it's good on a planetary level. So it does serve a purpose. It is great. It's just not the all that is.
So let's take this as an opportunity to kind of talk about what you mentioned before. You had mentioned that there's like planetary, did you say frequencies or vibrations? And then there's you said there was some other categories. So can you break down those three categories? Yes. And kind of break those down and explain the difference.
Yeah, then there's galactic, and then there's universal, and of course there's multiverse as well. But I think the most important right now is to focus on the universal, because we are part of a universe, and we still have our main consciousness connected to the hub, if you will, the center of this universe. So our configuration, the way we exist in right now, the human body, is part of this main hub. So I think, you know, the ultimate, if you will, is this universal configuration. And so, like I said, for me in the beginning, I tapped spontaneously to the universal frequencies, not knowing what it was. And so later on, I started to tap into other frequencies. But when you do that, you're using a different part of your brain. You're not using a linear brain. You know, scientific, you know, space exploration. You know, we go from the Earth, we go to the Moon, and now we go to Mars, and then now we want to go to another planet. It's like very linear. But it doesn't really work this way, because even the physical reality, the physical planets, are all interconnected in a holographic way. It's like contained, each one is contained within another and another and another. So when you're expanding your awareness or tapping into frequencies, it's not just a linear thing. It's more of a multidimensional thing. And so in the beginning, I tapped into this consciousness, and it was amazing. But then later on, I said, I realized that the way I tapped into it is because my physical brain was not tapping into it in a linear way. It was tapping into it in a multidimensional way, meaning it's my whole physical brain that was absorbing the information. So it's going from a linear human brain functioning to full brain capacity. You know how we're told we only use 10% of our brain?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And so it's exactly right, because we're only, when we're processing information, we're only using, you know, the frontal lobe, the temporal lobe. You know, it's like bits and pieces are firing as we are processing information. That's why we don't use the full brain to retrieve information. But I realized that in order to understand dimensionality, in order to expand awareness, you cannot use only 10% of the brain. You have to expand to full brain capacity. Then that full brain capacity expands into multidimensional awareness. And when you do that, then you tap into things, and even if you've never seen them before, you just become them. It's like a merging, experiential merging effect that allows you to retrieve the information that you need from that thing you're tapping into. So of course, I'm talking after many, many, many years of, you know, studying this, understanding this, working on this, so that I could, you know, kind of discern what was happening in my brain and how things were happening. So when you
I was going to say, can you take a step back and just kind of give me one example of a planetary vibration versus a universe vibration?
Well, I mean, for example, when people tap into the center of the planet, for example, as a way to, you know, expand or whatever, or to connect to the Earth's powers or energy, it's a completely different experience. You're vibrating. In fact, I can feel it. It's more in the stomach area, and it's very, very extremely powerful. So you feel that your whole body is vibrating. It's just a certain range. It's still happening within a certain range. And so you feel it in your physical body in a certain place, and you also, the vibrational range, like the spectrum, is also within the human range. So, you know, if your body vibrates between, you know, up to, let's say, 700 hertz, well, it stays within this range. It's not higher than this range. So that's a way of understanding or feeling the difference. But when you tap into, let's say, well, the sun is still planetary, believe it or not, because it's part of the planetary structure, planetary system. It has a different vibration because it's the sun, but let's say if you travel to the center of the galaxy, let's say, or the Pleiades or something like that, the center of the galaxy is going to have a completely different vibration. You're going to feel it in a different part of your body, and that range does not exist in the human spectrum, if you will. So that's kind of how you feel it's different, and you kind of, like I started to say, when you are tapping into these vibrations, you become those vibrations. It's like beyond the human logic. You just know what they are. You just know that you're there. You know, it's one of those things that you have to experience. You know.
I was going to say, yeah, so now that we kind of covered that, let's kind of circle right back around. What does the movie do for me by watching it?
Yeah, exactly. So because of this very specific awareness and discernment of vibration, this movie was created with the specific intent to retrieve only universal vibration, so that when you are watching it, you are resonating with your original, I started by saying, we have an original universal self. And it's through entrainment, you're resonating vibrationally as you're watching the movie. And what happens is your human aspect starts to open back up to that universal aspect that you are. So that's what it does. And without, you know, everything, all the technicalities, without understanding, you know, you just feel that bigger consciousness that is actually you. And it's things start to happen eventually in that way. But that is what this movie does. And in fact, that's the premise and the base of all the new media that I'm creating. You know, because I teach all this very complicated stuff, you know. I mean, I have some people who teach this one-year program, you know, and it's like they're barely surviving at the end, you know. It's extremely complex. And even the healing sessions sometimes. And so, and I said, how? I mean, not everybody can do that, and not everybody wants to do that. That's why I decided to, I'm not going to compromise the work that I do or the information, or certainly not the vibration and the consciousness, to package it in something simple just so that people understand it. So what I did is that I kept the integrity of the consciousness of the vibration, and I'm using a fun and simple medium such as the film or those videos, and in fact I have apps too, And you know, you can still receive that very important multidimensional experience without having to, you know, like understand everything we were talking about, you know, or study this or study that. So that's the idea.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and just take a quick break. I want to let everybody know you're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. We're on every Thursday from 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All our shows are available for downloads, iPods, everything else. You can get all that information off of our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, I just want to kind of run through some of the stuff related to this. I want to let everybody know that if you want to see this film, it's going to be in New York on October 24th, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can get that off of the link off of the website. There's going to be a PowerPoint and some videos and then the film screening and everything. So it's going to be a really great night to experience this in the city. The venue for this is the Meta Center. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, and it's at 214 West 29th Street. Now, all these details are on the link on the website, so if you want to grab that off of Spiritual Connections Radio, you can do that. And while I'm at it, why don't you go ahead and give out your main website for everybody?
Yes, it's www.omnium universe.com, or also they could go to the film website, which is omniummedia.com.
Excellent. So that link actually is up on the Spiritual Connections Radio website, and I'll leave that up there for anybody who wants to see that information. You can also find out more about this movie off of our other website, our sister website, which is www.spiritualjourneynj.org, and all the details are up there also. We also want to announce that if you want a chance to hear her lecture, she is going to be at the New Life Expo at the hotel in New York. It's called the New Yorker Hotel, which is on 8th Avenue. And that information, of course, is up on the website with the movie information. That's going to be on October 26th from 2 to 3 at the New Life Expo in New York. And I also see that there is a workshop coming up on October 26th from 4 to 6 p.m. At the New Life Expo also. So, you know, if you want to find out more about what she's actually going to be talking about, and one is a talk, another one is actually a workshop. And both of those are going to be at the New Life Expo. So if you're in the New York area, that's an incredible event to go attend with all the vendors and everything like that. So let me just kind of circle back. Well, you know, before I go on, is there anything else you want to share with everybody about the promotion?
I think you've covered it, but the best thing is for people to go online, and also in addition to this, there are those people can sample these videos, these short videos that I mentioned, and also see the trailer. It's all free of charge. Those videos are amazing. You know, they, on the website, they can just click on the video tab, omniummedia.com, and just kind of have fun with that, and they'll have a good idea what we've been talking about. So that's another thing to do as well.
You know, one of the things that came to mind, and it'll just be a quick question, is have you had a chance to read Penny Pierce's book on frequency?
No, I haven't actually, no.
Yeah, we actually had her on a few months ago. It's just a really incredible interview. Let's talk about some of the work you've done. I see the Divine Plan Beyond 2012, because people who don't know, you're also an author. You have the work of the Visible and Invisible Words of God, which came out in 2004. And I could be wrong on this. No, I see that the Holy Crocodile, Stories of Saints and the Animals Who Helped Them, came out in 2013. One of the things that caught my eye here is something you have called Connecting to Source in 7 Minutes. And can you talk to that a little bit?
Yes, thank you so much for bringing this up. This is the base of my entire work, and this is a meditation that I created you know, at the very beginning in 2004 or something like that. And I called it Connecting to Source. It was exactly at the time when I started to understand the difference between vibration and subtle energy and what you're tapping into and how you raise your vibration. And so I wanted to create a very specific way of tapping into this universal consciousness in a very fast, easy, effective way. So I created a whole CD actually called Connecting to Source, but I have the 7-minute version on the website. It's free of charge also, and it is so effective. I mean, it is so amazing. That's another thing, Mark, about when the specificity, you know, the more specific you are with how you're raising your vibration, what is really happening through the intent, you can create tools that are extremely effective. So I really encourage everyone to go check it out, Connecting to Source. It's also on YouTube, on our YouTube channel. And just do the 7-minute thing, and your vibration will just shoot up to 1,000 hertz, like, after those 7 minutes, and you'll feel a lot better. Whatever it is that you are needing at that time will happen. And so I created this specific meditation, like I said, because I realized that not all meditations accomplish the same thing. And so, accomplish the same thing. So I wanted to quickly tap into that universal frequency. And so that's what this meditation is about.
Now, you said that was up on the website. Where is that?
It's actually on the Omnium Universe website.
Yeah.
They can go in the library, and we have a huge library. There's one page that's all free. It says free stuff, I think. And there's all these short healing videos. There's there's all sorts of talks and guided meditations and things like that. So it should be there, and it's also in the Healing Center. Just go to omniumuniverse.com at the Healing Center, and you should see all those meditations right there. They've also been translated.
I saw that. It's actually available in some other languages, too. I see. I had gone into the very, very long link, and I actually found that if I go back just to thebasic.com, then you can actually see more library information. Now, for you to see some of the breakdown between the free and other stuff, do you have to log in?
Well, for the free stuff, I think you just have to put your name and email address or something, but you don't have to put in any other personal information. Like, if you're purchasing something, of course you have to put all your information. But, I think you have to put your name to access that page.
Mm-hmm. And you said that meditation is also available out on YouTube.
Yeah, absolutely. They can go on YouTube. And also on our Facebook page, too, we post a lot of things. But the YouTube has all those really, really cool also guided meditations. I've been doing this for many years now, and we have a lot that are posted. It's all free of charge also. So they can go on to our YouTube channel and see what's there, and just do some of these meditations. And hopefully, you know, with time, you know, people in the beginning, they tend to project what that should feel like or be like. But I think if people just let go and just experience for the first time, you know, gradually these experiences become so powerful, so, so, so profound. And so I really hope people can take advantage of that.
Mm. So, you know, I always like to kind of impart lessons and, you know, kind of share information. You know, from doing the meditation, what do you think is the most important thing you'd like to share with people as far as an understanding of change in people's lives?
I think the most important thing is to people to realize who they really are. I think that's the key to healing. That's the key to spiritual expansion. That's the key to also understanding the purpose of life on Earth, really. And so that's why, whether it's this meditation or this film or these healing videos or the talks or whatever, they're usually all based, or they point you in the same direction, which is, or they help you unfold to achieve specifically that, which is reuniting with your original universal self, who you really are. And what happens is that once that happens, once you get used to doing that, you start to understand why you have a human aspect, how you can utilize this human aspect to do a lot of very, very important work. And because I think people get stuck on, you know, here I am doing all this spiritual work and this and that, but nothing is really happening, or what's the impact, or should I be doing this? Should I be a healer? Should I? Well, the idea is, if you understand your true essence and understand the connection between your universal consciousness and your human aspect, then there's very little to do other than bringing that universal aspect into your daily life. You know, it sounds so simple, but that's actually the mastery. You know, that's the mastery of, you know, I mean, it sounds like, yeah, I'll just have this tap into that. But it's one thing to think about it, you know, in an analytical way or, you know, intellectual way, but experience who you really are at source, from source, as an original creation, bring that through your human aspect is really what is needed, really, and what is why you are here on the earth. So all the work that I do is based on that principle and helping people reunite with their original self, if you will, express that original creation that they are in human form.
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, one of the things that you had mentioned earlier is that for you to kind of move through the process and get to these higher level vibrations, one of the keys that you had was that you had to expand your mind to using, you know, less, you know, more than 10%. What do you think is one of the keys that was, you know, a catalyst for allowing you to do that, to use more of your mind?
Yeah, it was interesting, Mark. For me, you know, everything happens spontaneously. So, you know, when you hear this, you think, oh, it's very easy. Well, it is, and it's, you know, it is in one way, but it's very difficult in another way. Because I didn't have me as a teacher at the time. I didn't understand the mechanics. I was just, you know, kind of there, you know. And so I had to figure things out and understand after many, many years of all of these spontaneous experiences. And one thing that happened is that, you know, I started having these experiences when I was 5 years old. The first experience was a spontaneous connection with this source energy, this very, very powerful energy. And it felt so normal to me. I was like, oh, yeah, you know, whatever. It's home. Yeah, all the children have the same experiences. I didn't think that it was anything different. So, but these experiences kept coming back and forth, you know, throughout my life. And each time it was more specific, more powerful. And again, I say spontaneous. So, which was, I realized that it wasn't as common as I thought as I grew up, and it wasn't as common. And so what would happen is that, for example, I was just like minding my own business, you know, grocery shopping or something, and all of a sudden, I was expanded into this huge universal awareness. I could see beings that are magnificent. I could understand, I could see how the planetary grids work with each other, how it all fit together. I mean, all sorts of stuff. While I was, you know, reading the information on a cereal box or something, so it was very, very strange. And so, after having many, many of these experiences, seeing different types of realities, understanding dimensionality through an experience, I was like, okay, this is great, but I'm not about to go tell the world about this until I understand how this was working, what was happening? What happened? Well, you know, before I came into the store, I was, you know, focusing on driving my car, parking my car, getting out of, you know, it was very mundane 3D thing. And all of a sudden, in the alley, I was in another universe. What's happening here? And of course, in experiencing full bliss every single time. So I wanted to understand the mechanics, and eventually I understood that in order for us to achieve this universal consciousness, we have to be very specifically connected. We have what I call mind channels. It's like antennas, you know, of course, but they're made of light. And these mind channels, one is connected to the planetary grid, one is connected to the galactic, and another one is connected to the universal grid. And so that's how we can, function here on the Earth. And so when, with specific intent, my mind channels were aligned very, very specifically in that direction, if you will, one planted in the planetary, one planted in the center of the galaxy, one planted in the universal center, that's when your vibration shoots up. And you become your universal self. It's as if your human energy field expands to the size of the universe. I mean, it sounds crazy, but it's not, because we are originally universal, meaning we have a universal DNA in addition to the human. And so it's almost like you merge back with your original self. And it's the most ecstatic, you know, way to be. And from that place, you can then retrieve information that you need, because you become the universe, you become it, you see. And so the idea, so that was the turning point for me to understand that I had to specifically align the mind channel in a certain way. And it's only then that my energy field is going to raise its vibration in the proper way, in this way. So that was the key thing. That's why I created Connecting to Source, you know, the meditation, to help people, you know, recreate this experience. And as soon as that happens, you spontaneously shift or switch from 10% brain capacity to full brain capacity. And it's your full brain that is then retrieving the information. It's not going through a linear analytical mind of processing the information. So it's a spontaneous thing that happens if you know how to align the mind channels properly. So we are meant to function this way, Mark. I mean, as humans, we are not supposed to be functioning at 10%. I mean, why are we functioning at 10%? It's ridiculous. Why are we created with a full brain to only use 10% of it? I mean, why weren't we created with 10%? You know? So, you know, it doesn't make sense from a creation point of view. Everything has a function. So we have a full brain to use the full brain to retrieve the information through the full brain. And that is when you retrieve information from the full brain, it becomes experiential and not linear. So we're supposed to learn, actually. I have a new education system, in fact, based on this principle, where you retrieve information through the full brain capacity. For example, I could look at a book, I could read it, of course, and understand it intellectually, but I can also use my full brain capacity to retrieve the entire information just like that. How about that?
Yeah, that was where I was going to go next, and that is, it's like, you know, we talk about all this expansion, we talk about going to higher vibration and everything like that. You know, what does that do for me? And I don't mean that in like a selfish kind of point of view. I talk about it as a person who, you know, spends the majority of my time helping others everywhere I can. What does that mean to me? I mean, what's the end game?
Yeah, exactly. Well, the end game is that you learn to be your universal self in human form. So what happens is that your human aspect changes the whole perspective of why you're here, what you're here to do, how you're supposed to move forward, everything has a different meaning because you have a different perspective. You're not looking at it from a linear way anymore. You are bringing a much more expanded awareness into this human form. So that's what it does for you. It changes your whole physical life structure, the meaning, your guidance system, how you retrieve information. You bypass, you know, the illusion of separation. You transcend, you know, of course, illnesses and things like that, obviously. You retrieve information in a direct manner. Life starts to take on a completely much higher level. I mean, it takes on a completely new perspective. So that's what it does for you. To me, it's huge. I don't know about you. But
yeah, I would say so. But, you know, sometimes, you know, you have to kind of qualify, you know, these types of things for people so that you can kind of put it into perspective. I mean,
of course.
Just, you know, we talk about, oh, it's great to do all these things, raise vibration. And a lot of times people don't even know what they're talking about when they talk about these terminologies.
Say, you're right, hey, and I appreciate that. Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And also, like, how do you bring it back to a practical thing, too? So
yeah,
I totally
yeah.
appreciate your question. Absolutely.
So as we get ready to wind up the show in a minute or so, can you just kind of tell me what is the biggest lesson in life you've learned so far?
Oh, biggest lesson. you know, to me, I think the biggest thing that held me through all of this, because, you know, I talk about this, and like I said, some of the listeners may think, oh, this sounds like fun, and it sounds easy, and, you know, spontaneous this, spontaneous that, and I will have to work so hard at it. So, but it's not. It's a whole self-discovery. It's a path of higher awareness that may not be shared by many people. So it's actually difficult up until a certain point where, you know, you get a lot more comfortable. And so for me, the biggest lesson or the biggest thing, if you will, is to keep the faith. If I did not have this very, very strong inner faith with who I am, what this was, how this all worked, I think it would have been very, very difficult to continue in this, you know, in this reality when the vibration, speaking of vibration, is extremely low. When the reality is so different, you know, the old way of thinking and this sort of awareness, it's like there's a huge gap. So the biggest lesson was for me that faith is in yourself is what the most important thing for my current awareness, if you will, and that was a huge important factor.
Well, thank you for sharing that, and thank you for being on the radio show today. Go ahead and just give out your website again.
Yeah, one more time. It's www.omnium.com. And the other website is omniummedia.com.
Excellent. And just a reminder for everybody, you're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. We have the link for that website up on the Spiritual Connection website there at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. You can also see information about the movie and the link for the website there on our other website, which is spiritualjourneynj.org. As always, thanks for everybody tuning in, and thank you for being on with us and sharing all that great information. I wish you luck with the release of your movie, and we'll be really excited to see you lecture at the New Life Expo in New York this month. And,
thanks so much for
have
having
a great
me,
day.
Thank
okay.
you so much. You too.
All right.
is but a dream.
You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio.